Welcome back to Football with Ben Roethlisberger. My name is Spence, and as always, I am joined here with two-time Super Bowl champion. You know him. We love him. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Roethlisberger. There he is. Hey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Spence is back on my right
in his normal
spot.
All is right with the world. Yes.
We're not doing a game. People have seemed to enjoy that, but
yeah,
I was out of town this weekend.
For good reason.
I did, yeah. Benjamin and I went golfing. So we were out of town. So we just watched the game. I took some notes so we can talk about a game, do a little recap. Kind of make it like an original football one.
Yeah. Feels like
an original thing.
Feels like we're back to our roots here, man.
Yeah. Sorry for... And there's nothing on the TV, so we won't be distracted.
I know,
for the most part.
I mean, we'll probably still be pretty distracted, guys. I don't want to, you know, get your hopes up.
That's what it is. I was just saying I was a little late getting down here.
Yeah.
Because we were doing some dad stuff, putting the kids to bed.
Yep.
Bailey got two, I guess you could say it, of her Christmas presents early.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why did they have to be early?
Because they were 8 weeks old, and that's when you bring home baby bunnies.
Oh, two little baby bunnies, huh?
This was not... I think Ashley is as excited as Bailey.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Yes. She literally has a baby monitor on the bunnies.
This is she really?
Yes, she does. You think I'm joking? There are, I think, times when I think she has the bunnies on the monitor, not the kids.
I believe that.
Last night I said, "Hey, don't forget to check on the kids after you check on the bunnies." They're in Bailey's room. She like when we told her about it, she was like crying. So Bailey's super excited, but Ashley was like through the roof about this too. So it's kind of both their bunnies, I think.
Yes.
I told them, I said, "Hey, I'm not on board with this. Those bunnies can live like over 10 years.
Oh, good for you.
It's a long time.
It's like a mortgage.
It's like going to college." If they make it that line, you know, whatever they are. And listen, they're little. They are cute. There's no doubt about it. Aubrey and Audrey.
That's their names.
Those are their names. And they listen. Ashley's like, you admit it. You think they're cute. Yes. They're furry little.
Yeah. Baby bunnies are cute.
Baby bunnies.
That's undeniable fact.
Yes.
Yes.
And even when they get a little bit bigger, they're still going to be cute. They're little furry, fuzzy animals.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I told her like this. I said, this is what I'm doing with these bunnies. I'm not helping. Those bunnies are pooping on the floor or something. They're not. They're supposed to be like kind of littered, like potty trained, like into a litter box.
Oh, okay.
Like a cat, like type thing, right?
Okay.
Said nope. I'm not scooping up the poop. I'm not cleaning up the pee.
Come on, man. It's so cute, though.
No,
come on, man.
That's okay. I'll hold one if you want me to hold it for you real quick while you clean up something, whatever you need me to do. But
while you clean up.
So So we have two new animals to our zoo.
Yes.
Here at the Roethlisberger House.
Yeah, you got the Roethlisberger Farms are a real thing.
It is real.
There's animals. It's very real. Yeah.
So, I was helping deal with that, get all that whole thing going on. And then I went in to say goodnight to Benjamin, and he hit me with some real dad stuff.
Mm.
He said, "Dad, I've realized sometimes being the oldest isn't fair."
Mm.
And I said,
"You snap your neck over like
I said, what?" I said, "What in what way are you talking about, Bob?" He said, "Well, tonight I threw an airplane at Bodie and I hit him in the eye. He was laughing, but then he went and told you and was crying about it." I said, "Okay, like did you get in trouble because I said that?" He said, "Well, no, but I figured I might get in trouble." I'm like overthrowing an airplane at your brother's face, maybe, but no. I said, "It was fine," and I said, "You know, bud." And this is just a little parenting thing. This is fatherhood 101 for some of you people that don't have parents or maybe have youngins. He said, I said, "Buddy, you know what? If we spend too much time in life," and this is actually good for anybody, I guess, not just parents. This is a quick little, can we have a little music like clouds
come around me? Yeah, for sure. Hit him with it, man.
I said, if you spend too much time worrying about what's fair, what you have, what you don't have compared to your brother, your sister, your friend, whatever it is. If we spend so much time worrying about fair, unfair, who has this, who has that, we miss out on the good things that we actually have in life. Like you miss out on all the good stuff. If we're always worried about the negative, then we don't see the positive. I said, "Buddy, you're worried about this right now, and it's unfair being the oldest for some reason, but yet you don't talk about last night when we let you stay up there and everybody else to watch the football game. This weekend, we went down to Georgia and played golf together. And you got to have root beers and pizza and slept in, like, our, in my bed and all the good stuff. And the other ones had to stay here. Now, they probably had fun here, too. But still, like, you're seeing the little negatives instead of the big positives of things. And so we had a little bit of a moment there, but it was good. Hopefully he learns from it. But anyway, that's why I'm a little late, just doing some dad stuff.
Just full dadding, man. See, you guys thought this was just a beer podcast. He's over here dropping gems.
You know, this is after I did this. This is my third beer.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man.
But
Jamin did just have a birthday, man.
He did.
And you guys got a little golf
birthday. That great reminder. We right before Thanksgiving. So we ended up going to, what's that go-karting place over there in Leedsdale?
Oh, Three Rivers.
Three Rivers Karting. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, everyone over there. That place is such a cool time, cool place. So he had a couple buddies, took them over there, did a little karting. You know, Benjamin was talking a little trash about how he was the fastest one out there. And, and he was till dad got on the track.
Oh, hey. You know. Hey, man.
You know what I've realized about kids when you get on a go-kart track? Like, if I'm on a go-kart track with you or with any other adult, if I have the inside on a turn, if you're getting beat on the inside, you usually back off. Like, you don't want to have a collision, whether it's just natural. I mean, you might bump a little, but maybe it's just human instinct for adults that drive because you know that you don't want to wreck your car.
100%.
Kids do not have that. They will turn and T-bone you and let you T-bone them and make – I wore my brakes out because these kids were just right in front of me. I'm like, hey, that's not – what are you doing?
Playing with fire out there.
Yeah, so it was crazy. There were more, like, hardcore hits because the kids just wouldn't back off the gas pedal. I'm like, okay.
Be honest, though. At what point in time did it get to you to where it's like, all right, man, you want to do this, we're going to do this?
I was yelling at the kids. I'm not lying. I was yelling at them. What are we doing? No, we went there. So Three Rivers Karting, thank you. That was awesome. And then from there, we went to a very dear friend of mine's place to look at some really cool things. Well, don't need to mention it on the show, but I thank you to him. He knows who he is. We went and stopped at Giuliano's for pizza in between.
Good. It's Giuliano's, a good pizza.
My goodness. Nick does all the tricks and all the stuff there for the kids. So we went there, and then we had fun, came back. Because Benjamin's just kind of, Benjamin and Bodie, but Benjamin especially and all his friends are like, like the year or two, like into Madden. Like it's like the thing. We finally like started letting them play a little more. And so I surprised him and hooked it up on like the big screen, like on the big screen down here.
Yeah, man.
And so he was upstairs playing basketball with his buddies. And I turned it on and it started playing like the music and stuff. And they were up there in the kitchen. They're like, what is that? I'm like, I don't know. Go check it out. So they came down and they were like, no way. You know, they have all these things like, this is sick. And this is, you know, so then they played Madden for a while and they stayed up. And it was a sleepover, which I feel like we've got to put an end to sleepovers.
No, you guys love that.
Man, because we told them it was a 1 o'clock shut it down.
Perfect. Yeah, that's which seems reasonable.
I think that's more than reasonable after the day we had. But as a parent of whose house it is, I don't feel right going to bed until I know that time has come, the kids are situated. They don't have to necessarily be asleep, but they need to be settled.
Yes.
So it was like 12, and they're watching a movie. And they watched the Kurt Warner movie, that American Underdog
movie. Oh, that's a good movie, man. That's a good movie.
By the way, did I tell you about the beginning of that movie? Okay, I gotta go to that. I'm all over the place.
No.
They had to get popcorn.
Okay.
Right. It's a movie.
Okay, of course.
Okay. Mom said they could have popcorn.
I respect it.
After they brush your teeth, which, of course, you're never going to go brush teeth again. But so, next thing you know.
We'll double back, Mom.
There's five kids total. Five of the boys sleeping on. They're going to sleep on the couches down here.
Yeah.
Okay. Each one of them has like a giant mixing bowl, okay, that they're carrying down, and I'm like, oh, okay, they could have got a smaller bowl, but they found the big bowls. They have a little bit of popcorn each bowl was filled 3/4 of the way full. They had more popcorn than I've ever seen in my entire
oh, you knew that's coming.
It was huge. And I'm like, y'all know you're not gonna eat all that, right? Like, that's all just wasted popcorn. And they're like, no, we're gonna eat it all. I was cleaning popcorn. Man, that was,
it might still be popcorn so back there.
It probably was popcorn. It might still back be there. Popcorn. But anyway, so they had they had popcorn everywhere. But they all fell asleep, which is great. But what I was gonna say, this might sound a little bit we can edit this out if it sounds conceited, but so at the beginning of that Kurt Warner movie, I'll probably screw it up now. I'm making sure it's all set, ready to go, and I'm kind of standing there making sure that the volume's all right and everything. And it says, like, at the beginning, like, the person, Kurt, is, like, narrating it, right? And he goes something along the lines of, like, there's a million high school football players in America or in the country or whatever. And he goes, of those 1 million, 5% go play college football. Of those 5%, 1% go to the NFL. Mm. Of that 1%, every year there's only 32 quarterbacks or something. You know, there's 32 guys that get to play quarterback, and of that, only a select few ever have a chance to win a Super Bowl, to win like one Super Bowl and whatever. And I'm sitting there like, doing this thing, and I'm kind of looking at the kids to see if any of them register over and be like, oh, wait a second, that's you. And I'm sitting there kind of like,
yes.
Yes. Not want them to do anything. Which, listen.
No one's looking
over. I didn't need him to look over. Because, like I said, that seems a little but it just was funny. Because I'm watching this movie. I'm like, yep. Oh, I checked all those boxes. I'm like.
Big deal.
That's me.
It would have been big deal for me. No, that's a big deal regardless. It would have been amazing if you're sitting there with the rings on. Just.
Yeah. Kids, did you guys hear? Just hear that? What did he say? I missed that.
What were those numbers again, guys? I mean,
but, you know.
With the rings on the finger.
But at the end of the day, they just see me as Benjamin's dad, which is all I want to be to them, which is so cool. It just made me laugh because I'm like, dang, that used to be me. I was that guy they're talking about. But to me, being his dad is much bigger of an accomplishment. But it was just, I had to laugh. So yes. I had to tell you about it.
Yes.
And everybody, all the millions watching now know my that story too.
No, that's hilarious because, well, that movie, he goes with the Ram, that one he was with the Cardinals.
The Rams, and then they hit it at the end. They talk about, they show like the words and say he lost to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
She's like, do you guys know who he lost to?
Yeah. Like, no, they didn't show that part of the movie. Yeah. Well, I can explain it, boys.
Boy, let me tell you about that game. Let me tell you about that game, boys. James Harrison had one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. Speaking of James Harrison.
Yeah, talk about him.
James Harrison, congratulations, my brother. Semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They just announced it, I think today, maybe, the semifinalist list with a lot of great football players that I've played against. And Hines is on there again.
Nice.
I think this is maybe 7 or 8 for Hines. I think this is 2 for James. Both guys very deserving to get in there. So, but I texted James today and just, because he's been on the show and everything, want to just say congrats to both those guys. Both very well-deserved Hall of Fame guys, in my opinion. But big shout outs to both those guys. That play that James made in the Super Bowl is the reason that we all have 2 rings because it was spectacular. And if they didn't, you can put his bust in Canton or you can put the picture of that play. Mm-hmm. That play, like him, if you show a picture of James Harrison with a football in his hand running, Super Bowl 43, interception, they know that play, which is, it's one of the greatest, it might be the greatest play in Super Bowl history. It's one of the greatest plays ever, but just in terms of what happened and everything, it was just crazy spectacular. So shout out to those 2 guys.
Yes, very deserving, both of them. I think the only play that could rival that was Tone's catch.
There were 2 really cool plays, right? But a quarterback and a receiver are supposed to make those plays. A linebacker's not supposed to make that play. But
it was just a quick, what did he have, 90, 99?
What was 90, it? 100, whatever it was. 100
yards.
No, still really cool. So
yeah.
Anyway, wanted to give them a quick shout out.
Come on, man. Come on, Debo.
And then also this weekend, we've got this is before we start recapping the game this week. Pitt Volleyball, the tournament starts.
Yes, dude.
We got a 1 seed. Of course, they put Louisville in our bracket again because they want to see that.
Hey, they don't want that smoke again.
I don't think so.
I don't know why I'm talking trash. I never even went to college. Nonetheless, Pitt. But I'm an honorary Pitt Panther.
So anyway, they got Friday and Saturday. We can't go Friday because of little something else in Swickley, but we're gonna go Saturday. I assume they win Friday. I mean,
come on now.
Won't ever talk like that. But anyway, all you out there, if you just are into sports, whether you like volleyball or not, go check it out. It's at the Pete on Saturday, Friday and Saturday. Get there, support the Panthers. I know they can't really, like, advertise it because it's got to be, it's supposed to be like a neutral thing, so it has to be equal opportunity for both teams.
So just host it there.
But come on, like, now. Let's go. Let's go show our support. I promise you it'll be a great time. We're going to be there. Maybe doing a live show. No, I'm
joking. Live. we'll do an Instagram live just from.
Yeah, just us. But no, we'll be there. So go get them. I don't know they called like the Lady Panther. Well, I mean, Lady Panthers.
Pit Volleyball, yeah.
Pit Volleyball, go get them. Like, let's go all the way. So anyway, that's this weekend. Super excited about that one, too. That'll be fun.
Dude.
My daughter's excited. She has her first volleyball practice Friday night, so that'll be awesome for her team.
Yeah,
so,
man.
But anyway, so that's coming up this weekend, too. So super, super, super excited about that.
Lots of cool stuff, man. Lots of cool stuff.
Yep, and that's a wrap. Thanks for joining us.
Well, that was a great show. We're getting better and better at this, man. I thought we'd do something kind of fun for the beers.
Bear me.
I think it's going to be more fun for us than probably the listeners, but ride with us, beer guys. Pong? Oh. Yeah, we're going to do beer pong. We're going to do a series of drinking games that that you and I are both way too old for.
Yes.
So you got a couple. You guys can't see this. It's behind the cameras in which you guys can watch from, but I'm saying there's two sides of fridges.
Yep.
Pick one, go left or right, and then pick a shelf, 1 through 3, and just say a random color. I'm just going to grab whatever one that is. All right? And that's the beer we're going to do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking at the Crosby jersey back there, so I'm going to go yellow.
Okay.
It's got to have yellow in it.
Yeah, I have yellow.
And is it door, like there's two fridges, but there's four doors. Am I picking one door, 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
or 4?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
I'm asking.
1 through 4. No, we're making the, we're shooting from the hip here. 1 through 4.
Okay.
Okay.
8 minus 7 for Crosby is 1.
We're doing math now. Okay.
So door 1, yellow. And I need to pick a shelf.
A shelf.
How many shelves are there?
There's 3 shelves in each.
Let's go with the Kutch in the background, shelf 2.
All right. That's all right. I'll give you the camera and I'll go hunting.
Do you remember what I said?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
1 yellow, 2. Right?
Sounds like a game. Sounds like a snap the ball.
Right, break.
Snap it. Ready on 1. Ready, break. I'm not even going to look at it. Yes, thank you.
Alert.
Means a change in the play. Thank you, Creekside. Tyler, we're going to get over there. For all you that sent beers in, we have not been over there. Maybe we could just have Tyler like start delivering stuff. But what are we doing? So anybody that sent stuff in recently, sorry, we haven't gotten to it. We'll get to it, and we'll get to it as soon as we can. Whether we do a game this weekend for the Cardinals, which we got to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about that game.
Let us know. JC. If you guys like doing this, or if you want us to do the show during the game or whatever. I like watching the game with y'all, even though we can have all the craziness of the time. I still like it. But anyway, what we got, Spence?
All right, so we've done this one before.
Okay.
This comes from just outside of Orlando, Florida, if I'm correct. It is from, what is it? It's called the High Stepper. All right. It's an IPA. I actually went to this brewery when we were in Orlando during the Pouncey episode.
Oh, you did?
Yes. So that day you guys went golfing, which is, what is that, Cherry Hill?
No, Cherry Hill Suite we were in. Bay Hill.
Bay Hill. Forgive me.
Shout outs.
And I went to this brewery to pick some of these up. I think somebody might have sent these ones in. I don't know if we brought this back, but it's called the High Stepper. It's an IPA. It is 7%.
Ooh.
And it is from the Crooked Can Brewing Company. All right.
So we're doubling back down to see. It'd be funny to go back and see if we comment the same way.
Yeah. Can someone, if you guys remember, what episode that is, how we feel about this one, and then we'll.
My nose is a little stuffy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm allergic to bunnies.
Are you?
I wouldn't tell her.
What if
I couldn't break my daughter's
heart? That was legitimately the only allergy you had your whole life.
Only to cats too.
Are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if I was allergic to bunnies, I wouldn't, or to, I just keep calling them bunnies, or rabbits, I wouldn't tell my daughter.
No, yeah.
I would suffer with a stuffy nose for 10 years.
Yep. You'd be like, why'd that got all that Benadryl over there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. High Stepper.
Yeah.
It's just all right.
No, it almost doesn't taste like an IPA. It hits early like an IPA, but it has a little something on the back end. It almost tastes like a,
That's a very, for 7%, that's extremely smooth.
It is. Yeah, there's no doubt. It has like a, what's on the back end? Not a
Lakeland
tape, but a, oh, a Pounce.
Yeah, it's Pouncies. Yeah.
Pounce! So it's, Pounce!
Oh, so they got a couple. They got Winter Garden. I think that's the one I went to. And then Lakeland. Pounce. Pounce was just in town, wasn't he, a couple weeks
ago? He was just in town. Pounce, thanks for coming over. Love you. You owe me big time.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, he knows.
Just saying. Oh, he just knows.
Oh, he knows. Oh, here, punch in. He knows. Hey, Pounce.
Don't talk to me.
That's very good. How would you rate that?
I like that a lot.
Went at the Crooked Cam.
Again, for 7%, it doesn't taste like 7%.
Yeah.
I could drink it. I would, if I was with some buddies, I'd be like, hey, try this. Probably don't want more than one or two because of the 7.
Yeah, it's going to
take you. But it's a very drinkable IPA, and it is not hoppy.
No, it's very good. Yeah, I'd give it a, I'm actually going to give this probably an 8. 8 out of 10. A lot of flavor. Yeah. I think the flavor is good.
Yeah, no, I could definitely see that. And I'll give it a, I'll be like, Price is Right, 7.9.
Oh, trying to snake it, huh?
Hey, I've been watching a lot of Alabama Boss recently.
Dude.
So, I don't know why.
I don't know if people know. I know we've mentioned it on the show, but I don't know that you guys know. If you don't, we'll educate you real quick. The whole beer tasting thing that Ben and I do was first inspired by
the Alabama Boss.
The Alabama Boss from, I don't know what, yeah, the Boss.
I don't know. Can we get in trouble for like saying these things to them? We're shouting them out.
Yeah, shout them out. Boss. I don't know who.
He's hilarious.
I don't know what company he's with, but it's essentially this good old boy from Alabama. Right, Alabama Boss. It would be weird if he was from Georgia. Yeah. Right, you know what I mean? So, and he samples beers. He's got self-proclaimed a very basic palate, and he samples all these like craft beers, weird beers.
I know. Recently, I've been watching him.
So funny, dude.
Recently, a couple of ones I saw, like in the last couple of months, he was doing like a bunch of crafts, and he's like, I like all these. Like, I'm like, oh, what?
Don't get fancy he's on us, boss.
I know, Alabama Boss. I think he's starting to get a little
Bougie.
I'm starting to like him.
He's too good for us now, huh?
Yes, but yeah. Anyway, I've been enjoying Alabama Boss. You're hilarious. Thank you.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know about the Alabama Boss, go. It's good. On YouTube. Go check. It's hilarious. The content's so awesome. Funny. But that's kind of how this all started. And then, yeah, you sent me like 4.
I know. But I know. It's just
never disappoints, dude. It's always gold.
He's funny.
When he did the moonshine one?
Yes.
That moonshine was so for funny. Real, dude.
So for the flavored stuff.
Yes. All right, so I do think so. We're shooting this on like middle week. I guess it'll air tomorrow. But what day is it today?
Today's Tuesday.
So it's a Tuesday, and the Steelers played on Sunday.
Yes,
and the Steelers played and in Cincinnati walked out with a dub.
They did. Big win,
and it for the first. I've been watching a lot of Frozen with my 2-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. and so I'm just accidentally speaking in a Frozen lyric quote. But for the first time in forever, it feels like the
they had to let it go.
Just they didn't let it go. You know what I'm saying? It feels like they had a very efficient offensive scheme. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that I'm really stoked on coming out of that game, but we're all here to hear what you saw during that game.
Yeah, so I was down watching it with Benjamin. And so I just like, as the game was going on, because I wasn't... I basically tried to take notes as the game went, as if I was watching the game.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if something happened, I was like, okay, I'm going to take this note on it. So it was like I was speaking there. Obviously, the elephant in the room going into the game was the offensive coordinator situation. Matt Canada was out. Eddie Faulkner... Coach Faulk and Coach Sully, kind of co-coordinating. Faulk being the kind of planet guy, the everyday guy. Sully being the play caller. You know, people ask me how I thought it was going to go. I expected some hiccups. I expected potential difficulties just because it's new. Like it's a new guy in Kenny's ear, and that's a big deal. The person that is in the quarterback's ear, is a big. It's a big difference. Before we go, speaking of someone in my ear, BA, love you. Got to see him at the lake.
Oh, nice.
It was fun to sit and talk to him for a little while. But anyway, I also had confidence, though, that Sully could do it because he's done it in the past. He's done it with Eli. He's done it for other teams. So he knows how and what to do. Sully is, you know, he's military. He's jiu-jitsu. He's got this, like, calming about him, this discipline about what he does and how he goes about his job. So I felt confident in that sense. It was just going to be different. So let's see what was going to happen. I do feel bad for Matt. I hated it for him in the sense that you never want to see someone lose their job. You never want to see someone be talked about as much as he was. Maybe he's happy now just for the simple fact that he's kind of put out of his misery, if you will. I don't know. Only he can answer that one. But, you know, it's on one sense, it's bittersweet in the sense I hate it for Matt that all the stuff that happened. On the other hand, I love Sully. I think Sully was awesome. He was my quarterback coach the last year there. Really had a lot of respect for him. Texting him before the game, texting him after the game. Just rooting for him, you know. Going into that game, obviously, it was a big one for us, AFC North. I predicted early on that we would lose that game, but that was before Joe went down. Once Joe was down, I didn't think there was any chance we were going to lose that game.
You thought maybe like a blowout? Or just
I didn't think blowout. I just felt like we were going to win it. Yeah. Like it just because, especially after losing to Cleveland.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, we're not going to lose like to this, to the quarterback there. The defense, the Bengals defense is not very good, statistically speaking, I should say, because I'm sure I'll get blasted for that. Statistically speaking, they're not very good.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, compared to the Browns defense, who is on pace to do what only the 08 Steelers defense has done in terms of yards per game, that's like ridiculous. Yeah. And so I just thought it would be a little bit easier for our offense, and I thought our defense would be able to feast on them a little bit too with the rookie quarterback. You know, weather, all the stuff going in. So anyway, those were kind of my pregame thoughts on what was going to happen. Getting into the game, my first note is I love the start down the middle to Pat.
As soon as I saw that, I knew for a fact you were like, thank you.
There it is.
Yes.
There it is. Because that's what's been missing, the between the hash passing. Again, is that because Matt didn't call it, or is that because Kane didn't want to throw it? I don't know, but that was a designed play action, get the linebackers to bite down a little bit and hit it. I mean, it was like, we're going into this, we're hitting that throw. Like, we're hitting this down the middle. They must, you know, trying to watch some of the tape. Looked like Cincy does a lot of cover too. That's two high safety, so you can exploit the middle of the field, which is usually where you want either a tight end or a really good slot receiver that can run down the middle. And so it felt like they just knew coming in that their tendency was probably to play cover two in the first play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So coming out right out of the gate, taking that shot, picking up chunk, first play, it had to feel good for Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Had to feel good for Sully, mm-hmm. For Kenny. I mean, everyone involved was probably like, yeah, here we go. And I honestly think that, like, the uniqueness about that game, I would say, and I would have said this during the game as we were watching, is the Bengals can prepare. You have tape. You have tape on the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? It's just like when you have tape on a player, okay? I have tape on a guy that plays all the time. When that guy gets hurt and the new guy comes in all of a sudden, we don't have tape on him. Mm. What are his tendencies?
Mm.
Well, they have tape on the Steelers, but they have tape on the Steelers as Matt Canada's offense. They don't know what to expect with Coach Sully. So it was going to be unique in the sense that the Bengals were kind of going to be like, okay, what are we about to get? Are we going to get a run? Are we going to get throws? Are we going to get – like, what's about to happen? Is it going to be the same offense has been at us?
Yeah.
Because there's no way – and I don't know for a fact because I didn't talk to Sully about this, but there's no way it's like, okay, remember this offense that we've been doing? Out the window.
Right.
This is brand new. Here we go. You can't
– no time for that.
You don't have that.
Yeah.
There's some wrinkles. There's a couple of new things, but it's like, okay, we're going to run this. I'm going to call this. We're going to look to hit this. And so – I don't know that the Bengals were necessarily prepared maybe for what they saw from Sully. So it'll be interesting moving forward as teams start. Now they have one game of tape. Okay. Let's see if now this week you've got a couple good safeties for Arizona. Like, oh, okay, let's see if they give that, you know, let's see if they keep an eye on Pat a little bit closer. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how that plays out moving forward now.
Yeah, I know that the division of labor for the OC position is more of like a, hey, we got to manage in the midst of losing it midseason. But do you think if the Steelers are able to perform at a high level of proficiency, that might be something worth looking into as far as infrastructure? Like, hey, why don't we have, like, the quarterback coach makes, if you have the resume the way Sully does, does it make sense? Hey, that's going to be the dude that's high probability that's going to be most comfortable with the quarterback.
For sure.
Let that cat call the plays. And you got a dude who's handling kind of the administrative, because one thing that I noticed watching the game, I'm like, these dudes, it didn't seem like a schematic thing. Like you said, like you used all the plays that were there before, you used them in a different way that, you know, obviously you had a different personality. But what it looked like to me is it looked like a morale thing. It looked like a leadership. It just looked like one of those things. It's like, okay, maybe whatever the case may be, they needed some kind of reset. And it just happened to be.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah, I think that everybody, offense, defense, everybody kind of felt this like newness. For right or wrong, whatever reason, it was like everyone was kind of, okay, we're hitting that reset button.
Yep.
And let's see what happens. I imagine the defense felt some kind of way because they got the rest. They're on the sideline a lot. The offense possessed the ball more than they had. Is Sully coaching for a potential, like, you know, a full-timer moving forward? I don't know. That only Coach T and Mr. Rooney know that.
Sure.
But
does it make sense to have the division of labor, as Tomlin would call it, in that position if it works? Or is it like, no, there's an infrastructure where you have an OC and they handle all these responsibilities, but if you find kind of like this new hack in the system where like, hey, have a dude who calls plays and the administrative chemistry building culture type deal, like give that to the guy who has it.
I've never seen like them have two. I've never seen a team with two coordinators before. Like one guy calls the plays, one guy does all the game planning, whatever they're doing. I don't know. So I would say this. As long as I've been there, I worked really closely with the offensive coordinator. And that was intentional. Almost to the point where I felt like at one point, BA early on didn't want a quarterback coach. He didn't want that. Quarterback coaches, I've said this before, are the go-between. When you're butt-in-head with a coordinator, like if I want to complain about the coordinator because something happened, I'm going to go tell the quarterback coach, and he's going to go tell. And when the coordinator's got something wrong with me, he goes to the quarterback coach. It's just like that. He's a mediator. You know? It's just how it works.
Yeah.
And so I've always worked really closely with the coordinator, even when I had a quarterback coach, whether Randy was a quarterback coach and BA or Kenny Anderson and BA, however it was, always worked closely with the coordinator. I didn't feel that with Matt, even when he was my coordinator. And Sully was, it almost felt like Matt wanted to let the quarterback coach me or coach the quarterbacks. And for right or wrong, it's just his, the way he does it. Now, maybe it was different this year. Maybe he just didn't want to do it because it was with me or what. I don't really know that. But that was the first time that I felt that I wasn't working directly with the coordinator as much. You know what I'm saying? Which seems weird. Yeah. But
How did that impact your rhythm and your play? Was it like, hey, I have more freedom? I mean, you're 18 years in the game. It makes sense to give you that.
And that's why it happened. And I had a new quarterback coach too. So it was like, you know, you're working with two new people all the time. But, I just was interested. I'm just making that point in the sense that, you know, that's maybe why Kenny feels more comfortable with Sully, is maybe the same thing was going on right now where Matt was kind of more removed. Like, listen, I'm the coordinator. I'll coordinate. You work with Sully and deal with that. So him and Sully have probably a great relationship, I would assume, because Sully is that kind of guy.
Yeah. No, so, totally makes sense, man. And I'm always thinking, again, I don't know the ins and outs I know a lot of the people that listen to the show are like football students of the game, and I've learned a lot through you guys sharing, so I appreciate that. But I'm always I'm a fan of innovation. So when I see something that's outside the box working, I'm like, well, you got this dude who has the resume. It's one thing if the quarterback coach doesn't have experience as an OC, doesn't have And so, but if you do have that and you have this relationship with the quarterback, I'm really excited to see how this plays out between Coach Falk and
right. Sully. It'll be interesting
because it seems like Faulkner has the guys, like he has the culture thing, he has the unity, he's got the, he's, you know.
Well, what's going to happen when things like when you know if Falk wants this called, and Sully's like, no, or like, you know, Sully's, like, I mean, I, you know, maybe they'll get along and they'll work it out. But at some point, there's probably going to be some, but like, I don't want this, I want this, or we want this play and not this play. We lose a game. Who we kind of pointing the finger at? Or, you know, like, it's just going to be interesting when things are going well right now. It's great. Let's just see. I from knowing Falk and knowing Sully, they're professionals. I think they'll figure it out. But you know, well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely need a point. Like, what's that old saying? Like, a thing that has two leaders doesn't have any.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so there has to be some point of accountability and responsibility for sure. But it's like a unique, I don't know any other team that is kind of divided it like that. I feel like who just lost the Bills?
They're fired their guy too. Yeah.
You're right. But they just had a guy come over and take over. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, hey, this guy's going to do that. That guy's going to do
that. One guy.
But that changed the Bills too, though. I mean, I felt like Josh Allen came out the last couple games. It was like, Josh Allen, there he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was an interesting dynamic change too.
Yeah, yeah. It's always, you always wonder, is the quarterback playing different? Is he calling more conservative stuff? Is it just getting more people involved? Because that's what I was going to say. Like other things that I thought were really important, because I have some stuff on as I'm going through the game, but I'll kind of keep with the offense for the second. Like, I thought one of the things that Sully did was great was getting everybody touches early. Pat got a touch early. Deontay got a touch early. Jalen, Naj. George, like, it felt like everybody was, you know, it's like, rather than just calling plays, it's like, okay, let me kind of get everyone a touch, let's see how everything's going. It was just so unique in the play calling, some deep stuff, some short stuff, some runs, some moving the pocket. Like, I thought getting Kenny moving around, they got him moving out of the pocket, all things that I think are play to Kenny's strengths. Mm-hmm. But getting everybody involved early, I thought was super smart by Sully. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. I thought that was great. There were times that they had both backs on the field. I loved having Jalen and Naj on the field at the same time, because what you can do is you can motion one of them out. You can, you know, catch the ball. Like, one of them can go out for a pass. You can use one as a decoy. You can run one. You can almost play one as a fullback. I mean, so many things. When you have two dynamic guys at running back, to have them both in the field at the same time, that's smart and that's good. I thought that was really, really good.
I don't know that I've seen that all year. Is that the first time that was?
I don't remember. I don't remember, but I it stuck out to me.
Sure,
it stuck out to me this game.
Yeah,
I thought that was important. I thought that was really good. I thought another thing, like as I'm going into through the game, I thought the first third down, it was third and medium to long, I believe, and Kenny threw it short. Which is kind of what we've been seeing. So I'm like, oh, man, are we going back to this, throwing it short of the sticks? Mm-hmm. But then I had to think to myself and say it in the note is, early in the game, it's probably that's okay. The first one, it's like, yeah, you want to get that first down, but it's okay to just get the ball out of your hands and see what happens. And so I say that because later I have my note here. There was a big play down the middle to Pat on third and long. The reason that worked, I went back and watched that. When they replayed it and then watching Pat's stats or his highlights, the linebacker that he was, same thing, it was a kind of a cover two high safety. The linebacker was sitting at the sticks, expecting, because that's all we've done. We sit at the sticks. Kenny throws at the sticks. We run all our routes at the sticks. Well, what did Pat do? He ran beyond the sticks. And the linebacker, who was a good cover guy, is kind of sitting and waiting. And sure enough, Pat takes it beyond him. Kenny throws a great ball, and we pick up, you know, 20, 30 yards.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. Like, instead of just getting to the sticks, where they're expecting it. And that's exactly what I talked about early on, where they're not quite sure what Coach Sully's going to do.
Right.
Well, now teams are like, okay, they're not always going to just go to the sticks, which is smart, because most NFL players don't just go to the sticks.
Right.
So I thought that was really good, and why I think that play really worked well.
Yeah, and it's almost in that, what you're saying is in that situation, he's playing chess. He's like, hey,
let's,
if we're not going to pick up this first down, let's bait him, because we got something loaded later.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's, for sure.
Yeah. That is, is getting the everybody touches early, what's the percentage of that's the play call from the OC or the quarterback decision?
Both. I think, though, as we've talked about on this show many times, the top 10, talk about the top 10. And a lot of times we would go into games with a top 10 approach of like, okay, here's a touch for this guy, here's a touch for this guy. Here's, yeah. Like, we would get guys' touches in the top 10 intentionally.
But are you throwing that even if it's not open? Like, if it's like, hey,
no,
you
know not, what I mean? Not, you're not forcing it, but what you're doing is you're finding ways to get guys the ball. Maybe it's a screen where you know a wide receiver screen is probably going to work.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's not like deep balls. Or maybe it is. Maybe it's like, okay, we're going to take a shot early in this game. We're taking it deep. We're throwing deep. And so, yeah, it's intentional getting guys the ball. And you look at the script and you find ways to do that. You know, you do it on first down. You do it on second downs where you know it's not going to hurt you, you know, where you're not getting off script. So I think that's smart, and I think that's something they should continue to do.
Yeah, so I think one of the other big storylines there was the 400-yard gain. Right, so
for sure, I have that on here. I want to get to that, but I don't want to because that we'll talk about that after the game, after we get through the game. Because yeah, that's a big deal. But is that the end goal? Is 400 yards our goal?
That's what I was going to ask you.
No, it's not our goal. Our goal is to win the game,
right?
Because we scored 16 points still. That's not good enough.
So what does it tell you?
It tells me that we're great between the 20s, and we couldn't find a way to score. We moved the ball backed up. We were good on, we were good probably without looking at the stats. We were good on possession downs. We converted third downs. We stayed on the field a lot, which gave our defense a rest, which lets them play, which I'm sure they loved.
Yeah.
I have on here at the end of the first quarter, I think when you looked at the stats, they had the two teams. It looked like what was supposed to be flipped, like all those yards, all those plays, all that stuff. And then time of possession was all us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, look, like that's been flipped so far. So I thought that was really good. I think, you know, I want to get back because I want to go back to the touchdown to Deontay that was not called a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's heartbreak to go from a touchdown that isn't called but should have been two. Like, we fumbled, I think, the next play.
Yes.
And, I mean, you can't – you go from 7 points to, like, literally 0 points, and you're in field goal range, and you turn the ball over there. But I think, you know, Pittsburgh, why are we not challenging that? Why is there not someone upstairs? I know Coach G's press conference today, I didn't see it all, but I'm sure he got asked that. I'm sure he said that, you know, it's not his main focus. He saw it, didn't think it was in, whatever. But you got to have someone helping with that. I mean, I saw the replay in my living room.
I didn't get home. Like, I was at church, so I didn't see that until – literally the replay of it. So,
but I saw the replay before the next play was snapped.
What was the time in between the plays?
Yeah, you could have absolutely seen it.
What's that like for
Gene Steratore and all the people that the rules officials didn't come on until after the play? But the fact of the matter is, if you don't know and you think now, take a timeout. I mean, whatever you want to say. Now again, I think the officials. That's one of those plays we talk about on the show too. If they called they probably should have called it a touchdown.
And then,
And then have the flip. Instead of not doing it and you can't challenge it, like they should have probably called it a touchdown when in doubt.
Yeah.
But again, that's heartbreaking because it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
And now you got 7 points.
Yeah.
And instead you fumble, and now the great play, someone makes the tackle on that fumble because that, excuse me, golly, the person said that guy on there is like one of the fastest people in the field. He didn't score. Like, really? He scores.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know
it's a different ball game. Yeah. So, anyway, I just think that I wish that the Steelers were more better at challenging plays and doing the right things. I know it's frustrating a lot of people, but
What's that process look like getting word back from upstairs? Like, are they getting, is someone allowed to watch the TV broadcast?
Yeah, there's a TV. There's a TV in the booth upstairs. Yeah. So absolutely.
And so, yeah, so that's probably just like, hey man, it is what it is. Or is there a level of confidence in how your offense has been moving the ball so far? It's like, oh, we'll just get it again.
That's what I'm wanting. That's what I wanted too. If Mike's like, okay, we didn't get it here. And it was a great throw, great route, great concept. Everything was good on it. I think that maybe there was something there. I was like, oh, we'll get it next time.
Right.
But you can't take that chance.
Yeah.
My next note, too, kind of goes with the one on Pat on the first down, was Kenny hits Deontay on third down the sideline, and it was beyond the sticks again. Mm-hmm. Okay. Watching that play, he had George running a shallow route, and he's open for the first down. Like, he's open.
Yeah.
But he didn't throw the sticks again. Mm-hmm. He threw it beyond the sticks. And that's what you want. Like, that's what I liked seeing. I like seeing taking a shot down the field. And so I don't want to harp on it, but I had that as my note again that, like, you know, and he likes to look for George.
Mm-hmm.
And he chose not to. A couple times this game, he took shots down the field, Kenny, I'm saying, took shots down the field when maybe he had some underneath stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe he just was feeling good. Maybe he loved the matchups, whatever it was. But I think it, you know, he hit a double bump fade to George late to kind of seal it. Same thing with Deontay down the right side. So I just think I love taking the shots down the field. There was some, it looked like there was a miscommunication on third down with Deontay and Kenny again. I'd like to get some of that figured out. I don't know who it's on, what it is. Both guys are kind of pointing to the other person, so it's hard to really tell who it is. But sure. I think that was, I think that's always, it's too late in the year to have those miscommunications.
Yeah, I will say that I feel like Kenny's performance was super encouraging, man. It is one of those things. And I know, again, I don't want to harp on the Matt Canada thing because I agree with you, man. Like, you never want to see somebody lose their job. And you're going to have to assume, like, dude, we're trying to do the best we can. No one's out there trying to lose. I'm going to, you know, give the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. So, but there is some kind of there's got to be a chip that's put on your shoulder when it's like, listen, man, people been just – on me for the last start of the season or whatever. So I want to go out with whatever the reset was, whether it was getting rid of your offensive coordinator, whether it was whatever it took to get some kind of fresh water in there. You want to go out and use that momentum to put a performance where you can be proud of. Obviously, the yards is good. Obviously, getting a rhythm. It seemed like they were able to establish a rhythm. Like you said, spreading it around, things that we hadn't seen from the offense so far. So I think that's got to – in that game, you do get that chip that's going to kind of propel you. So I love seeing that performance from Kenny. There are some things that, like, again, you start getting nervous. Like, oh, we've seen that before.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, like, how much we, like, Pat had a career day.
Dude.
Like
I was so
stoked. About time. Yes. And I texted Pat afterwards, said, man, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. It's about time. And he goes, man, I'm so fired up. Thank you. Like, you know, and I couldn't believe he didn't have 100 yards.
I know.
With me.
What,
because, like, I felt like he was, like, his rookie year, I thought he was, like, thought he did all that. Like, he was stunned.
And I'm biased because I'm a huge fan of Pat.
Yeah, and I love it that he did it because so many people, not so many, I should say the few who are always the loudest, were like, while he was hurt, like, let's just get rid of Pat. What's he doing? Well, he's not doing anything because he's not getting plays called his way, and the guy's not throwing him the ball. You can see when he gets the ball what he can do.
Yeah, he's an
animal.
So
the use of Pat, now teams are going to actually, they're going to start watching him now because, like, oh, they use the tight end again.
Yep.
So we're going to have to watch that. I thought field position early in the game was huge. I wrote that note down. I just want to make sure we talk about that. We need to capitalize more on that. And I will say, because I want to get, we can do a beer and then we'll talk a little about defense and stuff. But I thought, and I'll talk about that 400. I thought I have it in here. I thought the score, if I watched the game and if it didn't know the score, you would have thought that we blew them out.
Yes.
The way we possessed the ball, we moved the ball, we converted on third down, the field position game, all that stuff. So now the next key is going to be, we got to find a way to score. Yeah. And it's not like we were in the red zone and we just couldn't punch it in. We turned the ball over down there. We didn't get down there. We dropped the ball or I guess we caught it, but they called it a drop. We got to find ways to get more than 16 points. Yeah. Like, that's not gonna fly against good teams. Now Steelers have a lovely schedule, coming down the stretch.
Gonna work it out a little.
There are not really some good teams. Like I don't see us losing again for a while.
Yeah.
And so I just think that we need to really find ways to capitalize because 50 some games since 400 yards, this, that, and the other. But is that our goal? Is that what we're going for? Like, are we just shooting for 400? Because, if that's the case, just go 400 and lose every game. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Like, we won the game, which is good, but we got to find ways to score points. We used to always say 30 points is our goal.
Yeah.
And pretty good goal. We were really close to that a couple of times when we had when Coach Randy was in there. We had some weapons, but this team has weapons.
Yeah.
They can make it happen. So, we'll see, moving forward a little bit better of an offense this week with Kyler Murray coming back for Arizona, James Conner coming back to Acrisure, sorry. Right. And so it'll be interesting to see what this team's like. I don't think they're very good, but they have some better players.
Sure.
And so we'll see, kind of what it looks like. So, that's kind of the end of my offensive notes.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to think if I can just,
And we can double back on it too if something pops into your mind, man. Like, I think it was the first, I don't remember how many live streams we've done, but it was the first time in a while that I feel like we hadn't watched the game together. So we're like, I feel like I was texting you the whole time. And I think it was just reassuring to a lot of Steelers fans, man. I think we were watching that. We're like, okay, All right. Like, and you mentioned this, and I think it's a very valid point. Like, yeah, the over 400, it's great. Not the goal. Like, the goal is putting up points. But I do think it's a pretty solid indicator of capability. So we're able to say, okay, all right. So the next thing is scoring points. The hard thing is if we don't figure that out in the next couple games, like, we don't – pretty late in the season.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't be like, all right, now we'll take – what was it, week 12 last week? Or 11, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Like, you know, so – can't take another 12 weeks to figure out the next component. And so but again, it was cool. Hopefully it wasn't a fluke. Hopefully there's something, and you know, happening, and there's some momentum we can roll forward with. But I am interested on your defensive analysis, pro. And see, here's the thing, man, you gotta be careful. You're gonna mess around, get you a real job at a network doing
no.
I don't think CBS
football on TV.
I don't think CBS serves beers though
sometimes I wonder with Tony.
He's hilarious sometimes, man. He'd be cracking jokes. You want to pick
beer.
Another?
Yeah. Beer.
So here's how we're doing it, right? In case you guys forgot.
There's changing the rules.
No, four doors, one through four, three shelves, and a color, and I'll pick the color of the can.
I'm picking the color of the can.
I'll pick whatever color you tell of the can.
I'm gonna go with the Danny Ainge behind us.
Okay.
Everyone was that 44 is over there.
Oh. Yep. I don't think it's in yours. That's that's
Danny Ainge. So we're gonna go green. We'll go first shelf for the Larry Fitz.
Nice.
One on the Larry Fitz. And let's go four minus one's three. So third door, first shelf. Is there anything green in there?
Yeah, it's super basic, though. You want to do a basic one?
It's basic?
Look at your shelf.
I'm not looking. Huh?
Oh, you don't want to see it?
No, I'm not looking.
You want me to tell you, or you want me to go grab it?
No, just grab it, I guess.
Okay. I'll grab it.
Third door. Green, first shelf.
Well, I won't grab the basic one. That's the Heineken shelf.
Oh, there's Heineken. No, we don't need Heineken. Yeah,
but there's other ones in there.
There's other green in there. Okay, good. The Heineken. That's the Heineken shelf. I just want to just take a minute. What about what's the one on the far? What's the one right of your hand? This one? No, right.
That's that Mango Tingle Foxtrot.
Oh, we just did that, right? You can do one of those. They wanted to do it for the show, right? You can do one.
You know what? This one's weird.
That's weird. Perfect. Just want to take a moment and say thank you to our millions of fans around the world watching this. I know we had some people this week that were disappointed we didn't do the live cast. They actually had to listen to the game from CBS and listen to Ian and Charles. You know, we'll figure out if we're going to come back. We enjoy doing the game. But anyway, just thank you to the fans. You guys are the ones that make this and make this possible and make this fun for us. We don't do it for the ratings. We don't do it for the money. We don't do it for the sponsors.
We actually lose money on this. I'm going to be dead honest.
Oh, yeah, we do, don't we?
And
so, you know what? We do it for you guys. So, thank you. For your support. But it means a lot.
I don't know if I should say this. Never mind. I won't say it.
Okay, what are we doing? Wait. I'm going to go refill this guy.
All right. This is... I'll give a breakdown of this. Made on honor. There is no shot of me pronouncing this. Naragonset presents Dell's Shandy. Old Dell's Shandy, dog. It's refreshingly different. Sold on merit. Got a real like classic heritage vibe going here. Great-grandfather DeLucia made his first frozen lemonade back in Italy in 18...
It's a shandy.
Oh, dude.
Summer shandy. I love a summer shandy.
In 1840... Yeah, see, during the winter, he carried snow into nearby caves and insulated it with straw. When summer arrived, he mixed the snow with fresh local lemon juice and sugar, making a refreshing drink. His grandson, Angelo, introduced this icy treat to Rhode Island in 1948, and today there are over 30 Dell stands across America.
Of course there are.
Gansett is proud to present this delicious shandy with the perfect balance of Narragansett lager and lemon flavor. It's refreshing.
So there is alcohol. It's not just like snow, water, and lemon juice.
No, I wish it was, though. Snow, water, and lemon juice sounds great, but it is it's a shandy.
I love that story.
I
love a shandy.
There is a note to this beer but it's part of a pack that is being requested to save for the Patriots game. So we're
because
gonna
I think he's from up that way or whatever.
Okay.
The person that sent it in, I shouldn't say he, the person, I don't remember, sent it in, asked if we would maybe do it. They did send a three-pack. We're going to do one now. We'll save the other two for the Patriots game.
Yeah, so we'll do that. So whoever sent this, I mean, let me go just get their name. We'll give them a shout-out, but then we'll read the note on the Patriots game. Here, you let me know what you think.
Oh, I don't like that. It's refreshing and different. It is different. I'm going to try. I mean, I feel.
He said, I don't like that.
And I like shandies. I love a Line and Kugel summer shandy. I'll make my own shandy. Some light beer and a lemonade.
Neil Fiddler.
Neil. Great grandfather, Neil DeLuca. No.
Wasn't it?
1840.
Huh, Neil? What are you sending us, Neil?
I just don't. It just. I'm. Listen. That was the first one. It just didn't taste like a summer shandy. Maybe because it's not summer right now, so it's throwing me off.
Dude, it smells like lemon lime Gatorade.
Okay, I'm not. I mean, again, I'm gonna go back into it because I feel bad.
Not my favorite. I don't hate it though. I don't. Did you hate it?
No. Not
like my favorite shandy. I mean, I get it. It's. I don't.
It's got like a weird.
It's a little weird.
Excuse me. Unique.
Nah, it's a little weird for me.
It's got a.
What is it? Is that the snow?
They peed in the snow. Is that what we're drinking? You never drink the yellow snow.
Yeah, they played us, man. That's on us. We knew better. They got us, man.
Listen.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
We can. They listen. Neil. Neil, you said
Neil.
Neil, you can still bat 600.
Yeah.
The other two are good.
If the other two are good.
This just.
That ain't it.
It's just not. I want it to be so good, too.
The can's cool. The story got me, dude. Look how hard.
It's got a lemon with a little snow on the top.
Father-son story going here, too.
And there's a grandfather in there.
And he, I mean, it's tradition passed down.
47% alcohol.
Yeah. They got like.
I'm trying one more because maybe it needs to breathe.
Like a nice, like a fine wine.
Like a fine yellow snow.
Yeah, I'll dive back into the yellow snow.
Okay. And it says on the back, hi, neighbor. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just got everything you
friendly.
Want.
It's friendly. I mean.
Where's it from? It's not from Italy. I mean, that guy's from Italy, but where's it from?
Rochester, New York, baby.
Okay.
Well, Rochester. Is that close to well, New or, England? Okay, hold on. It says Narragansett Brewing Company, Rochester, New York. And it says, write or visit us at Providence, Rhode Island. So is it an address at Providence, Rhode Island.
Interesting.
So Northeast.
Northeast. That would hence the Patriots thing. Mm. This would be, I can't wait to read Neil's note because maybe he's a Patriots fan that's not a Steelers fan. He like.
He got us.
Got us.
Dang, he got us.
Like what the Patriots do when we would stay there in the hotel and they would set off the fire alarms in the middle of the night and stuff.
Did they do
that for me? Oh, yeah. And I'm sure we're going to get blasted because, you know, Jerome talked about the Patriots and that whole thing, so they loved it. They love that we talk about them.
What do you mean?
One of their players said something.
What, New England doesn't like a Pittsburgh podcast? What do you mean,
nope.
New England? Yeah.
Third time's not a charm.
Oh, lifelong Steeler fan, born and raised, bred in Rhode Island. Sent you some Rhode Island brews to sample.
Listen, Neil, I like you, bro. You're my guy.
You go,
Steeler fan. That just isn't
good
it.
That just isn't it. Huh?
That's not it. Regular. I don't know. I wanted, and I tried to give it a chance, brother. I did. I tried to like really, and I think the other one are going to be good. One's got a whale on. It's called a whaler. Wow, the other one looks like a fish. Another kind of fish. Whales aren't fish, right? Whales are not fish.
Like whales scientifically, fish? Like is it like in the family? Yeah, whales are fish for sure.
For sure? No.
I can say it pretty convincingly.
Aren't whales mammals?
No, whales are fish, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dolphins are mammals.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we are not smart enough to have
this. My point is, I'm still sleep deprived from the sleepover. I don't know. Anyway, I think
some popcorn off your floor.
Yeah, exactly. I think the other two are going to be really good. I have a feeling.
You sound like a good guy, Neil. I'm reading your note here. You sound like a solid guy.
Neil, you are.
This isn't indicative of you.
You're my guy.
Thanks, Neil. They're holding it down for the big fella.
This is, again, not it. Neil. Neil.
It's right here. Mm-mm. All right. Mm-mm.
And the can has an old school feel. Like, it just looks like it should be so good. It's not.
Branding's on point, man. But
again, maybe in the summer it'll be good. We should have one in the summer.
Probably not, though.
Okay.
Yeah, if we're ever up your way in the summer there, Neil, we'll try another one. But thank you for sending it.
Or one of the other two you sent that may be good. Thanks for sending it in, though, Neil.
I'm confident, Neil, that this double IPA here and this.
That's not a double IPA.
No.
Oh, so say, wait a second.
No, this other one. It's a double IPA.
Dippa.
A little dippa. And the American Pale Ale that's in there.
They're going to be spectacular.
Neil.
Spectacular, Neil.
I trust you, my brother.
And I think that's the first person that sent us a shandy. And I like a summer shandy. You do? I do.
Not that one.
Making me burp. Now I know why Alabama boss burps all the time on there. I'm like, why is he always burping?
He be doing that, too.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. So, thank you for sending it in, though, Neil. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for listening. He said he's an avid listener to the show. We appreciate that. That's huge.
Well, he's going to love this 10 minute segment we just gave him.
Yeah, there you go, Neil. This show is brought to you by Neil.
And if you're friends of Neil and he asks you to drink one of these, just say no.
Ben told me not to do it. Ben yeah. told me, yeah.
Oh, I want to, but Ben said do not drink yeah. any of the summer shandies from Neil.
I'm going to grab another beverage.
Okay.
And then let's do defense, man. Let's dive into defense because I don't know if you noticed.
Getting late.
TJ Watt's still an animal.
Oh, well, you
Alex know, that's Highsmith ain't first, nothing to play with.
My first note is about TJ. Surprise, surprise.
Well, I'll give you a little punch in.
Okay.
You can rattle it off. Surprise,
surprise. My first note. I was thinking, my note literally says, no veteran quarterback wants to play against TJ, let alone a rookie. It is not fair. What he is capable of doing and what he does to teams, what he does to other quarterbacks. I mean, there was a play, one of his sacks, they didn't even block him. Like, what are you doing, Cincinnati? Like, how do you not have three guys on the best player on the field? Like, I think Coach Thomas said today that he was the best defensive player on the planet.
Yeah.
And I respectfully disagree with Mike.
Really?
I do.
TJ's not the best on the planet?
No, he's the best in the universe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we did check those other planets.
Yes, there's no one else on the other planets.
Yeah.
TJ is something else. But they don't block him once, which mind-boggling. But he is just so stinking good. I mean, we could talk about him the whole time, but it's almost like,
yeah.
What do we do? We just repeat ourselves.
What's funny about that, though, dude, is when we had him on, like, we were complimenting him, but it's hard to talk about his career without it sounding like a compliment. And he just wanted nothing of it. He's like, man, the team is. I'm like, yeah. Hey, I mean, we get it. The team's great, but like, you're a freak of nature. Dude. Just accept this love, man.
He's something else. Like, but Alex, you know, maybe not a big stat day, but always got eyes on. They always have eyes on him. The interception I have here was huge for the Steelers because literally that's at least 3 points.
Yep.
That's 3 points that they're going to get, and they're driving and got the pick. So I want to see Porter keep shutting people down. Yep. Got to be careful with his hands a little bit, but I think you live and die with it because you know he's going to give you good stuff. I felt like it was a day where the defense didn't even like have to do much. Mm. Like, it just felt weird to me. Like, I felt like the defense has carried this team so far almost every week. I mean, pretty much every week. And it felt like this game, like, I didn't have a lot of defensive notes, and maybe it's because I, like, am so focused on offense, sure. But it just felt like it felt like a day where they're on the sideline a lot, which is always good. It's always good when your defense is on the sideline because that means they're resting and your offense is possessing the ball. But it just, like, thinking back, I'm like, man, like, they made some good plays and did some good things, but it just felt like a day where the defense didn't have to do much. Mm. And whether that's because the offense wasn't any good or, you know, they're just – the defense is so good. But it wasn't like you're sitting on the edge of your seat like, oh, man, we need the defense to make a play. Like, we've needed the last, like, 11 weeks.
It's a good day.
So, yeah. You know, I just think that that's a good – I think it's a good feeling and a good thought. And I think that's what you want to see moving forward, where you don't need your defense to make – the game saver every week.
100%.
They have it. They have the capabilities doing it, but you don't need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think in my head, like, was there any plays that were just, you know, out of this world that they made? And I just think they played. I think they did what they were supposed to do. They played steady Eddie, and they found a way.
Yeah. I think the big thing is just turning that proficiency on offense into points, man. You know, because it's there, and it seemed to all show up at once, and it was awesome. But
the last thing I would like to say,
yeah,
I have to give him a shout out, because at the end of that game, they even talked about it on the broadcast. Mm. Boz kicks the field goal.
Yep.
And he, like, they caught him like waving to the crowd. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They caught him kind of doing one of these.
Yeah.
And they're like, I think Boz even just waved to the crowd on that one. Boz texted me.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, that wave was for you. And I'm like, are you serious? And Boz, he waved goodnight, drive home safe on the last one. But that's my boy, Boz. I did tell him, hey, he needs to get that fixed. He concerned me that he had one that wasn't right down the middle.
Yeah, how dare he?
Well, Boz, why are we not right down the middle every time? Like, what are we doing? But, no, you know, you can count on Boz doing his thing.
He kicked that one with his eyes closed, right? The one that was just a little.
Might have kicked left footed, too. Like, let's just make it fun. But,
yeah.
No, he waved to the crowd. He said, that one's for you, Ben. And so that was, love you, Boz, man. That's awesome. So I had to give him a quick shout out.
He's the best.
Even though, man, he won't come on the show because he's scared of cameras, which is so weird. Boz, you're so weird.
I don't want to let him know them games is broadcasted.
Oh, there's cameras there, too?
Yeah, yeah. He works at a place that is filmed. So, yeah, man.
That's all. So that's my notes. That's it. That's the end of it.
Hey, man. Pretty good notes.
I got to thank Derek. Hey, Derek, thanks for the hat. Appreciate you, brother.
Like the hat. Oh, that's a nice hat. That's a nice hat, isn't it? Look at that. What is that, digital camo? What are you wearing with there?
Good camo.
It's nice.
This is the first time I ever wore Steeler gear on the show.
Is it? Yeah, you don't wear a lot of it.
I don't wear a lot of Steeler gear.
It does feel like if you're wearing Steeler gear out in public, it does feel like a band wearing their own merch a little bit.
Is that, you don't do that?
No. Huh. I mean, imagine. Like, if you went up to, like, let's say Bart.
Bart wears his own stuff all the time.
Bart
that
wearing
Bart a, or which Bart?
Which Bart are you talking about?
I saw Bart from Mercy Me. He wears his own stuff all the time.
Does he?
Yeah, out there. Just so weird. He's
face on it.
Yes.
Like, if you went up to Eddie
he's
Van Halen.
He's such a self-promoter. Bart, stop self-promoting.
He might pop up here with some CDs in a second.
Yeah, like,
he might.
He's such a self-promoter, Bart.
You talking about the same Bart?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, if you went out rocking steel. I mean, I think.
Yeah, I get it. I know I'm with you.
You know?
I wear my Super Bowl ring sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you've earned the right to do that. Okay. Yeah. That's one. I'm telling you right now, if I had a Super Bowl ring, I wouldn't take it off. Just let people know. I know they would know.
Yeah.
But just walking in and just, at least for the first couple years, right? You walk around, buy some groceries.
I didn't wear
it. Point to a lot of stuff. Like,
well, oh, I didn't, like, give me when I was playing, I didn't want to wear it because I was like, I'm always want to try and get another one.
Well, that makes sense.
And then once I was done, I'm like, okay, I'll start wearing it.
Yeah. Do you have one of the rings that you like better than the other? Not because of the actual Super Bowl, but because of the way that the ring looks?
Oh, yeah. 43. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's huge.
That's like
I shake people's hand like this. What's up? How you doing? Good to see you. And if someone squeezes my hand, I'm like, oh, it hurts. Like, oh, why you squeeze so hard?
Yeah, but yeah, that ring is huge.
Squeezes my knuckles in.
That's awesome, man. All right, man. Well, we can land this plane. Do you want to give any overview?
I'm not finished on that beer.
All right, talk about it.
No, I'm not finished on that.
You don't want to? That's good. What are you talking about, dog?
Go get a porter. No.
You got to call it. There are sporadic porters. Ooh.
Okay.
All right. I will say this from the beer, like, go-getter guy. I love the motivation. You're out here looking for inspiration. I mean, you like that's great.
So we can land this plane, but we're landing on something else.
Oh, let's do it good. Because I want to talk because we haven't even connected. This is the first time I've seen you in a couple days. We haven't connected
It's just funny. People are like, gosh, you guys see each other a lot, don't you?
Yeah. We typically do on a normal week. Like if you're not traveling, we're friends in real life beyond this. But I'm curious about this week.
What's this week?
The
Cardinal game. Yeah. Okay. So I'll talk about it while you're here.
I forgot who we were playing for like 2 seconds.
Okay. Let's go.
But yeah, give me the.
Let's go the red for Larry Fitz.
Oh, okay.
Let's go second shelf for Kutch again.
Like 1+1.
Oh, yeah, 1+1, 2. So we're going red.
Second shelf.
Second shelf, and let's go I know there's uniqueness over in 3 and 4. So let's go 4.
Okay.
4 red, 2. Right?
Four
red,
let's two. Do it.
Yes, this week, Arizona Cardinals coming to town. A team that is plays in the warm weather. They're not going to know what to do with the Pittsburgh weather because the temperature has dropped. It was freezing out there today. I think Kyler Murray's back. He is a different kind of animal out there. He can run around. He can do some things. But if he gets in the I think Ike Taylor called him the Minnie Mouse or whatever. Mighty Mouse. Not Minnie Mouse. Mighty Mouse, right? Mighty Mouse. But if he gets in the T.J. Watt mousetrap, no getting out of that.
The old T.J. Watt
mousetrap. I think James Conner is going to be extra motivated to come in here. I think this offense is definitely better than when we faced in a while because the quarterback can do extra things running around. I think the field and the weather will potentially slow him down a little bit. The defense, I think they have some – I think they're a better defense than what Cincinnati is, just off paper what I can think of. Buda Baker and the safety, other safety back there, I can't think of his name right now. But so it's going to be, in my opinion, a better game. This will be a better test for us. I think this is one where we're going to need our defense to step up a little bit. But, you know, Sully's got an extra week to get plays and Falk. So I'll be interested to see if the offense – I'm not going to say how much it changes, but how much it evolves. Mm. What's the offense going to evolve into? Is Pat going to be utilized more? Are we going to do, you know, are we getting wide receiver screens? Are we going to get people involved? Like all that kind of stuff. So I think watching this week, you know, I think I would know within the first quarter to half kind of what they're doing and how much change and this, that, and the other. So that's mine. My keys to the game are going to be taking care of the ball. Kenny, you know, just I think broke one of my record for longest amount of passes.
Somebody asked me about that. They're like, "Hey man, how's Ben feel about that?" I'm like, I could bet all the money I have that he didn't know he had that record.
I mean, I assumed I had it, but I didn't know what the number right. was. Like, but
played 18 years, you probably have a couple.
Congrats, but no, like just continue to take care of the ball.
Yeah,
because he's done a great job with that. And I would say that he's. So sometimes you get guys, quarterbacks, that like go on these long runs of no interceptions, and it's usually because they don't take a lot of chances. Hmm. Like they see every throw before they throw it. It's usually a lot of short throws, or like if the deep one's there, it has to be a guy like wide open. They're not throwing balls into like spots. I would say that Kenny was on that track a little bit until this last week. He was taking the shots. He looked like a guy.
Loved it.
Going down the field. I love the way he played last week. And he hasn't had like ball, you know, hasn't put balls in a situation where they get tipped up in the air.
Yeah.
I saw it last night. Dobbs, 3 of his 4 interceptions were all like tipped balls. Like it was awful. Yeah. So he hasn't put himself in those situations. So continuing to take care of the ball for him. Naj running hard last week. He had a couple plays where he got to the sideline and he didn't even think about jumping. He lowered his shoulder and the defender went flying.
Yes.
Like he has to see that and love that. I know everyone else did.
Mm-hmm.
So taking care of the ball, I think getting after Kyler will be huge, not letting him extend plays because he's very good at extending plays and then throwing it down the field.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a couple big keys to the game.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it, man. I do think we have a pretty athletic D-line, so that's going to be interesting.
Yes, it will be.
And just get Pat the ball.
Just throw him the rock.
Try that. Trying to get Pat the ball.
All right, we got. Yeah.
I think that you brought this up here from Athens, Georgia. We have Terrapin Beer Company. This is called Depth Perception. It's an Imperial IPA, and Depth Perception. It begins with a series of complex malts far off in the distance. The use of 3 distinct bittering hops brings this beer more into focus, while 3 varieties of dry hops get you an up close and personal view of this IPA, or excuse me, this 3-dimensional IPA. It's a good one to end with because it's 9.1% alcohol by volume.
It's got a very unique smell to it.
It reminded me
of... It's got a smell that I don't like. It's got a smell that I'm not going to enjoy. It's got a smell like a beer that I just don't like.
It's heavy. It's like...
Yep.
You went backwards half for this.
Yep. I just felt like when I smelled it.
Yeah, you're like, I got to get in the game, EA Sports. There he goes. Oh, yep. That's the move. That's the wise move.
I tell you did what. Here's what I'm going to say. Wow.
That's what happened. Still happening?
How many is that?
9-1?
91%?
What's the flavor? 91?
It burned my mouth, so I don't even know what the flavor was. All right, I'm going to say this.
It smells like a...
It does not smell like a Sprite. What are you going to say?
No, like there's a specific beer that's like lodged in my mind. Yes. Like, this is what this smells like.
Not a good one. This is better than this, for sure. It was the first, when it first hits your mouth, it's not bad. But then once it hits the back of your tongue, it gets to a point of like,
oh. Yeah, it's kind of smooth up front, but then it's kind of like.
It's yeah, like a war, it shows like you, a war is going on. It
shows you its true colors.
Yeah.
To see your true color.
Man.
That's what we do. I'd keep going. I got a cold. Like,
you, that's all right. Like, hey, man, we're on your time. You know what?
Okay.
What depth is the smell? Perception. Depth perception.
We know I got the bunny allergy. You know I can't smell that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Them bunnies.
I got one.
And oof.
See, when I have my broken nose, I can do like this.
Yeah, you do the other.
All right, here we go. Hey, Doc Bradley, I love you, by the way. I just want to say thanks for taking care of me.
See, here's the thing. Let me know how this one is. I have a theory. Better?
It is so strong.
It is. It is.
Like, it is. Like, it's like, it's like, this, it just, like, this, it's like Rocky Balboa.
I'm gonna say this back the, in here. This is the James Harrison of beers right here. This is the.
James Harrison couldn't handle that. Debo, you couldn't handle that.
Only one way to find out, James. Open invite. Why'd I do that? I don't even want another one of these.
It gets hoppy at the very end. Like right now, it's hoppy. It's not hoppy till the very end.
Here's my problem with this is that wowzers. I think if you're an IPA guy, you're going to love this because it's like all, it has everything that you want in it. And I think you're going to get real comfortable halfway through and be like, oh, I'm just drinking a beer. And that's going to tuck you in quickly. At 9-1, I think you'll get halfway through that and think you're sipping like, oh, that's cool. And then I think it's going to tuck you in. It's like Matt Elf. Tis the season for Matt Elf. You got to be careful.
No, I'm not getting Matt. We're not getting Matt. Hey, Beal.
Don't get Elf.
What's it like to get Elf? Beal.
This is a PSA.
Love you, Beal.
This is Matt Elf season, folks. Don't get Elf.
Don't get Elfed.
All right. Enjoy all this responsibly.
If you're going to get Elfed, don't get Elfed into a bottle, right, Brandon? I
wish all you understood these inside jokes because he's killing these references right now.
No need to understand.
All right.
Oh, man.
That's not any better for me. I'm good on that.
That's rough. It's good. Never mind. That was
It's not a bad IPA. I just can't hang with that, bro.
It's better than this. This is number one.
It is better than the Shandy.
This guy right here needs to just kind of slide on off here. In there. There it is. Now we can land this plane.
All right.
Woo!
All right. Well, we got there. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the live streams as well. We are looking to do that Sunday.
Thanks. Well, yeah, I mean, I'd like to.
Let's do it. All right. So that is the plan.
Unless y'all in the comments say like,
no, we hate you.
Yeah, we hate when you do that.
We hate
when we still might do it. We love you, fans. We do it for you guys.
We still might try it. So be on the lookout for that. We will confirm that on Instagram at Football with Ben. We'll let you guys know. Thank you guys for tuning into that. It's a lot of fun to chat with you guys as we're doing that. Hear your insight. You guys could probably make a pretty good OC. There's a lot of comments that pop in like, oh, they should have done this. I'm like that's a wise move. But we appreciate you. We appreciate your time. Hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we will see you guys next time.
This is my sign off.
Yeah.
Hey, with it. Go watch Pitt Volleyball Friday and Saturday. Let's go, girls. We're going to be there. We're going to be Instagramming live. Well, I don't know.
We should. You know what?
You do that.
This is mid sign off and we're running it back because we're going to sign off again because we should do that. Like, just a quick, we won't do like a whole thing, but like just we'll pop on real quick. I got it.
Okay. We got it.
You just got to be there. All right. Here it is.